Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. Homicide Squad detectives are investigating a stabbing incident in Perth's southern suburbs that's claimed the life of a man. He was found with serious injuries at a home on Port Royal Drive in Safety Bay just after 11:30 last night. He sadly died a short time later in hospital. One man assisting detectives with their inquiries. Anyone with info is being asked to call Crime Stoppers. The federal government will match the state government's contribution to the Westport development in Kwinana. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese today announcing the budget will include more than $33 million for planning works for the new port and connecting road and rail assets.
This is a project that's been spoken about for a long period of time, but it's a project that the Labor government here, in conjunction with my federal Labor government, is determined to turn into a reality.
Physically assaulting a retail worker in WA could now land you in jail for up to 7 years or a $36,000 fine. Tough new penalties passing state parliament overnight follows a long campaign with a 56% increase in the number of physical assaults on retail workers reported in WA in the last 3 years. Stormy Daniels has testified in the Donald Trump hush money trial overnight in New York. She's expected to return to the stand later this week. As the day's proceedings wrapped up, Donald Trump again slamming the trial.
All the different states that we wanted to be in, we're not able to be there because we're stuck in this trial, which everyone knows is a hoax.
In sport, there are some concerns over Fremantle's Sam Swakowski, who is still no certainty to play in Friday night's blockbuster against Sydney. He continues to battle concussion symptoms. Coach Justin Longmuir says they are monitoring him.
Concussion, when they drag on, it's never ideal, and you always get concerned. It's he's only missed three games, so we'll see how it goes today, and yeah, like I said, he's showing some good signs.
And our Aussie surfing team for the Paris Olympics is now locked in. Tyler Wright, Molly Picklum, Jack Robinson and Ethan Ewing will wear the green and gold in Tahiti.